Okay, now what I am going to do is to bring your body and mind to a state of deep, deep relaxation where you will feel very warm, very comfortable, and extremely open to suggestion. To start, I would like you to find a very comforting place, someplace quiet and cozy, where you can sit or lay down and make yourself very comfortable. Find your favorite position and just sink into it. Have you found it? Good. Now, close your eyes. I want you to take in a deep, cleansing breath, breathing in through your nose and exhaling out of your mouth. And again, a deep breath in through your nose and out of your mouth. That's right. Each breath should fill your lungs as much as you can, your chest rising gently with each and every breath in and out. You will find yourself falling deeper and deeper into a state of deep relaxation, breathing in and out, sinking deeper and deeper and deeper into a state of total blissful relaxation, in and out, every time feeling more and more relaxed. Good. Now I want you to think of a place, a special private place, where you can be calm and peaceful and relaxed. Maybe it is somewhere you've been before, or maybe you've just created it in your mind. It doesn't really matter. I want you to go to that place in your mind. Maybe a warm beach with a cool wind wafting over you. Maybe a mountain meadow next to a crystal lake. Any place that you can feel as peaceful, as safe, as comfortable as possible. Picture yourself in this place. Imagine every aspect of it, letting your mind fill in all the details, making it as real as you want it to be. Look around. This is your place, and your place alone, and it is very much yours, your special place. And you can get back here any time that you want, just by thinking about it. Can you feel the warmth of the sun on your skin? Can you hear the sound of the water? Smell the grass? Can you feel the air? Make yourself at home in this special place, because in this place you are safe. No one can intrude on you here, and any time you need to, you can come to your own special, private place to be at peace. Are you there? Good. Remember that in this place you are safe and warm and comfortable, just as peaceful as you want to be. Peaceful, happy, and content here in your space. Now that you are so thoroughly at home here in your mind, you can shift your focus, and I want you to focus on your body. I want you to imagine that you are filled with sand, but that there is a small hole that allows the sand to just flow down and out of your body. With every breath that you take, More sand flows out of your body, leaving you feeling relaxed and empty, almost like your body isn't even connected to you anymore. First your feet, a breath, and the sand flows out of your feet, leaving them empty and relaxed. Move up to your ankles, a breath, and the sand flows out of your ankles, leaving them empty and relaxed. To your lower legs, they are so heavy with sand. Another breath, and the sand flows out of your lower legs, leaving them empty and very relaxed. Up now to your upper legs. A breath. Like an hourglass, the sand flows out of your upper legs, leaving them empty and relaxed. Good. Very good. You should be starting to feel very warm. Your body feeling deep and warm and relaxed. Now let's continue up to your hips and pelvis. A breath, and the sand flows out of them, leaving them empty and relaxed. Moving up to your stomach, deep breath, and the sand flows out of your stomach, leaving it empty and very relaxed. Your chest and shoulders. Another breath, and the sand flows out of your chest and shoulders, leaving them empty and relaxed. Now we will slide to your hands. You can feel each finger emptying. You breathe, and the sand flows out completely, out of your hands, leaving them empty and very, very relaxed. Your forearms, heavy with sand, a deep breath, and they empty completely, hollow and relaxed. The only part of you left is your upper arms, full and heavy, draining out with your deep intake of breath and emptying completely as you exhale. So very, very comfortable. So very, very warm. So very relaxed, as though you have no body at all. You might feel like you are floating, as light as a cloud. You feel so comfortable. So content, so very, very deep and relaxed. You might even find that it's very difficult to move at all. Your body is so very peaceful and calm and relaxed. The world around you doesn't exist anymore. There is nothing to distract you or disturb you, nothing to intrude on this wonderful, relaxed world that you are in. And you can return to this place, this state of relaxation, any time you want. You will find it easier and easier to return to this place each and every time you want to return. You will find that you are fixed on my words. Every ounce of you is totally focused on my voice. You are now in a very deep, very relaxed, very comfortable state. Your body is no longer a concern to you. Your mind is wide open to each and every idea that I will give you. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying. shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. The more you listen to my voice, the more you want to hear. Your very concentration is centered on me and the words that I am saying to you. With every word that I speak, you find yourself getting more and even more relaxed, more comfortable, deeper and deeper, sinking into trance. Your mind is so very calm and wide open to suggestion. You want to hear my words and you want to obey. Moreover, you must obey. Every suggestion that I give you is irresistible. You don't just want to obey my commands, you simply have to obey them. All the noise and clutter of your waking brain is replaced only with the soothing sound of my voice. The clutter of conscious argument is gone, filled now with the desire to hear my words, to drink them in, to hear my commands, and to follow and obey. It is a very good place to be, here in the calm, soothing world of my words, the comfortable, content place where all you want to do is listen and obey. Deeper and deeper you are sliding into a trance where there is nothing else but my voice which needs to be listened to, which must be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you reach that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my commands. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1. And when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice, very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words. 3. So very, very deep and so comfortable, hearing my words and obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you grow deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying totally and completely. Without thought, you just simply automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused on my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Okay, now that you are in a deep, accepting trance, I am here to help you slide more naturally into your womanhood, to help you accept your role as a woman by taking the step of behaving exactly as you truly are, a woman. Firstly, I want you to know that you are not acting like a woman. You are a woman, a beautiful, confident woman, and that is how it should be. You are in the body that you were supposed to be in, and you will feel free to express yourself as a woman. Remember also that these changes are for you, to make you feel more whole and comfortable. Everyone else may benefit from them, but the changes are all for you. Let's start with your body. You are to begin knowing that your body is just right for you. It is a part of you, and you should appreciate every part of it. But if you feel that losing a little bit of weight would be helpful to your body image, then it's all a matter of making choices. You will choose to bike, jog, or swim for 30 to 45 minutes 3 times a week. With each meal, make each part of it a series of choices. You will not change every aspect of your diet all at once. That won't work. Instead, you'll change a little bit every week and stick to those changes. Choose water over soda, wheat bread over white bread, lean meats over fatty ones. By making small changes and choices, the weight will come off steadily and stay off for good. When you look into the mirror and you can smile about the positive changes you have made for yourself, you will know that you have done it right. Be proud of the changes that you have made for yourself and for your life. Now we're going to talk about how you present yourself. Women have an entirely different body language from men. Body language, of course, is the way that you present yourself non-verbally to those around you. Before you ever utter a single word, the image you present will speak volumes to those around you. Women take up less space as a rule. They are intently aware of the orientation of their bodies, standing straighter, shoulders back, head up, chin slightly forward, making smaller, slower movements than the men around them. While you will take up less of the space around you than a man, you are a beautiful part of that space, and you own it. Confidence is a very powerful communicator, don't forget. Just because you're a woman now, you are not powerless. Your demeanor speaks volumes. A demure smile is far more powerful than a grin, showing your feminine nature, but don't be afraid to break out into a sincere smile when the mood truly calls for it. Your body speaks volumes to those around you. When you walk, I want you to forsake your old habits. You will be very aware of how you place your feet on the ground, your body language, your speed, and the impact of your feet as you walk. Men, as a rule, tend to walk more quickly, only intent on getting to where they are going, having little regard for how they fill up the space as they go. They place their heel, then their toes on the floor for each step. Their feet hit heavily on the ground and they take long strides. You are a real woman now. You'll make each stride shorter, placing your feet carefully in front of you, placing first your toes gently on the ground and then your heels. Never slapping your feet, even when barefoot. Your footfalls should be delicate enough to make very little noise as you place them. You will become acutely aware of the space you fill as you stride forward, keeping your arms close to your body, but leading with your shoulders. You will not so much walk as glide across the room. Remember that your body language is your loudest voice. When you walk like a woman, you are a woman. Women take up less room than men as a rule, almost 3 times less room than men. So now we're going to address how you sit. It doesn't matter whether it's on a couch, in the car, or on the floor. Men fill up the space around them. They tend to splay their legs and spread their knees. And when they place their arms on the armrests or table edges, they spread their elbows much further out than women. Women, on the other hand, tend to be more body conscious, keeping their elbows tucked into their bodies, shoulders aligned, chin up, knees held close together and legs either touching or crossed at the knee or ankle. Keep your elbows close to your body and be aware of where you keep your hands while you're sitting, placing them in your lap, stroking your arms, or even placing them demurely on your legs. You will become more aware of the picture that you are painting to those sitting around you. Your movements will be slower, more calculated, thinking always of how you are appearing to those around you. Look at your hands, at your fingers and your fingernails. Stretch them out in front of you, spreading your fingers. Stretch each finger outward and try to imagine that your fingers are longer than they are. Now look at your nails. They are the crowning accomplishment to your fingers, like a smooth, polished gem. When you offer your hand to another, your hands and nails are what they see, and the impression that you want them to get is that you take pride in yourself. Every day you will take a nourishing lotion and smooth it on your hands, rubbing gently on your palms and the back of your hands. Then you'll spread the lotion on your fingers, smoothing it outward from where your fingers attach toward the nail, not forgetting to make sure that you get the lotion into the cuticles around the nail. Your hands, now softer, more supple, will stay younger looking and feel better to you and to those that touch them. Now your nails. You should make sure that your nails are clean, especially under the nail, and smooth with no ragged edges. File them into a pleasing shape, then paint them with a subtle shade of polish. By working on your nails, you are presenting yourself as a woman with pride and confidence. Long, delicate fingers are a definite aspect of being a woman that you should enjoy. You will take pleasure in pampering your hands, and others will take the same pleasure when they see and feel them. Your hair, it should be natural for you. Find a trusted stylist to help you find a style that will be sexy and attractive for your face. It should feel very natural and not be overly complicated, but when you do your hair, it'll bring a smile to your lips because it just looks so good on you. Brushing your hair is no longer just for grooming. When you run your brush over your head, it will give you a calming feeling, soothing you. It feels so good to brush your hair or to let others brush it for you. Almost sensuous. Oh, yes. Your hair is definitely a positive part of your body that you will take pride in presenting to others. Shopping is no longer a chore to be done. You will throw away your old ideas and start fresh. Get a friend and make a day of it. Take in a movie, have lunch, go shopping. Walk slowly past the shops. Try not to think about what you need, but more about what you might like today or someday in the future. Take a second to imagine what some of the outfits might look like on you or your friend. Chat with her about the latest trends, about what you like and dislike, or what you might like to see in the future. Go into the shops, try on some of the outfits, even if you have no intention to buy them. Try on something you might never imagine seeing yourself in. See if it suits you. It's okay to laugh and joke and have a good time doing it. When you do find clothes that make you look good, you'll smile just to see yourself in them. And when you get that smile, you will buy that outfit. Your wardrobe should be a reflection of yourself. You will start to build your new wardrobe for this new, beautiful self. Each new outfit will add to your new self and should not be a reflection of what you were, but of what you want to be. Perhaps you can try on a new pair of shoes, not because you need them, but because they look good. A really good pair of shoes can change a woman's entire outlook on herself. You don't have to buy them. Just enjoy the fun of doing something just for the heck of it. Again, when you find a pair that you really like, you'll buy them. Try to match them to some of your new wardrobe, but just give yourself the freedom to buy new things because you deserve them, not because you need them. When you shop in the makeup section, let the woman do a makeover on you. You might be amazed at how good it looks on you. Makeup is another thing that can change your outlook. Dramatic eyeshadow, mascara, eyeliner will make you feel exotic, sensuous, and even a little bit dangerous. Lip liners and good lipstick will give you the feeling that you are looking out from behind a new face. Alluring, sensual, sexy, and powerful. But I want you to remember that the makeup is just the icing on the cake. It's not the makeup that makes you beautiful. You are the beauty. The makeup just makes it more dramatic, and the two work together so nicely. Take pride in your makeup, and it will make you feel like $1,000,000. And when you're at home, give yourself extra time for your beauty. Take a long, luxurious bath, then have extra time set aside to pamper yourself, doing your nails and makeup, not because you have to, but because they make you feel so good to be a woman. You are the whole package, and what a package you are. Look out, men, here she comes. Now I want you to look in the mirror in your mind. Your hair is styled just right for your body. Your makeup is beautiful and dramatic. Your hands and nails cleaned and polished. Your clothes melting onto your body. Your legs smooth and sleek, ending in an absolutely perfect pair of shoes. You will take delight in your body, reveling in your femininity, your sexiness, your utter beauty. You are a gorgeous woman, and you really like the way that feels to you. You love the way others look at you in your new body, the way their eyes fall on every part of you, and the approving smile that will welcome you. You feel very natural in your body, and the way that you present it to others really shows that. Men will respond to these changes in you, too. They'll notice you're different. How you present yourself, and how you feel in your skin, and they in turn will try to make themselves attractive to you. You'll look forward to the way that men respond to your beauty. You will delight in the attentions that they give you, because you already know that you are a beautiful, desirable woman, and now they know it too. How glorious it is to be a woman, to feel powerful, sexual, sensual, feminine, playful, and serious all at the same time. You will find delight in every aspect of your womanhood, to be a person to be desired, to feel so sleek and right and beautiful in your body. Finally, I want you to remember this. Imprint it into your mind and not have the slightest doubt about its truth. You are not acting like a woman. You are a woman. And with practice, this will come as naturally to you as it should be. You are in the body you should be in, and that body will reward you with many happy years of being a true woman. I'm going to wake you up now, but before I do, I want you to remember. Remember not only in your mind, but deep down in your subconscious what we have achieved here today. Every time that you listen to this file, you will find it easier and easier to fall into a deep, accepting trance. Your mind, both conscious and subconscious, will remember our session, and you will find yourself remembering and acting on the suggestions and commands that I have made from now on. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 5. With each number, you will find yourself a little more awake and aware until I reach 5, when you will awake fully refreshed, but with full knowledge of our session. 1. You are waking a little, feeling comfortable and content. 2. More awake now, still heavy and happy, but more and more conscious. 3. You begin to become more aware of your surroundings, waking up more and more. 4. Almost there. You are mostly awake now, getting ready to awake refreshed and happy. 5. Fully awake and content. Thank you, and enjoy your new life.